Hello, hello, everybody. How are you doing out there in the land of the living? I believe all is well, and I believe that God is blessing you real good. I am just focusing on my evening devotion here, and I said, listen, let me share with somebody somewhere who needs a word, a pick-me-up word for this evening as you keep on moving, progressing on purpose. I really want to talk to us about lessons that were dropped in my spirit as I interacted with this verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. It's one of those powerful verses that you hear so many Christians quote in their lives and discuss and share. And I just want to share with us. I want to speak on the subject, or I want to coach on the subject, facing fear on purpose. Facing fear on purpose. It is very, very important how we deal with this one emotion, fear, as we live our lives. It is an amazing thing. It has been said that the Bible has 366 fear nots that we find in Scripture, which is one fear not for each day, including even on and during a leap year. So I just want to talk to us on this subject, facing fear on purpose. All of us are going to face fear at some point in our lives. And so the question becomes, how can I face fear on purpose? 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And since God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind, how can I face fear on purpose? I'll give you just five principles that I truly do believe will help each and every one of us as we face fear on purpose. Because fear we shall face. If we keep on living, at some point in our lives, we are definitely going to come face to face with that which we fear the most. And when that happens, we need to know how to deal with it. So five principles on facing fear on purpose. Number one, don't fear the unknown. Don't fear the unknown. Embrace the unknown. I'm discovering as I'm getting older in my life that everything is truly unknown. Everything is truly unknown. Nothing is given. Nothing is guaranteed. You do not know how your day is going to end. You do not know how your night is going to end. You do not know. The truth of the matter is we live in the world of unknowns. And to the believer, that's when that principle that anchors us in our hope and in our daily movement becomes true, that we walk by faith and not sight, because everything is unknown. So how do I face fear on purpose? Number one, don't fear. Don't fear the unknown. Embrace the unknown, because everything is unknown. That right there, it just makes, it frees you to know that everything is unknown. I mean, you can choke on the food you are eating. It's not guaranteed that you're going to finish the meal that you have. It's not guaranteed that you're going to get where you're going on that flight, in that car. Not everything is unknown. So if you are to face fear on purpose, you need to understand that you are more equipped to function in the unknown, since everything around you is unknown. All right, here's number two. Facing fear on purpose. God did not give us a spirit of fear. And so number one, don't fear the unknown. Embrace the unknown, because everything is unknown. And the second principle I want you to have in your life as you face fear is to know that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. And I think we are living at a time and in this world where we are all afraid of making mistakes. And it's very, very amazing. Any recipe you find in any restaurant or in your own kitchen, every recipe that you know is a mistake. It's somebody who didn't follow the instructions as they were given, and they discovered a new recipe to cook that very same thing. So I want you to understand that everybody makes mistakes. The truth of the matter is most successes in this world were literally by accident. People simply stumbled on them. They were accidental, if you will, because everybody makes mistakes. So I want you to understand, you need to be patient with yourself if you are to face fear on purpose, because everybody, even the person who is making you feel like you don't have it together, you're not thinking right. They also make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm telling you, some people just make their mistakes look much better than others. Others have mastered to turn a stumble into a dance. And so when you see them stumbling, instead of saying they stumbled, we are mesmerized by how they regain their stance. So number two, everyone makes mistakes. If you are to face fear on purpose, you're not the first person to make a mistake, and you will not be the last person to make a mistake. And then number three, facing fear on purpose. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people think. I've discovered that many of us, fear is huge and exaggerated in our lives because we consider what other people will say. What are they going to say? What are they going to think? How are they going to handle that? And let me tell you something. Whilst you're thinking about them, they're also thinking about you, because it is an amazing thing how we are all in this thing together. We are all in this thing together. Fear of what people think has killed so many dreams, destroyed so many aspirations, and limited so many giants that God had to bless this world through. So my friend, if you are to face fear on purpose, you must not be addicted to people's opinions. Don't worry about what people think. I didn't say don't consider, but I say don't worry. Let it not be a matter of worrying, and you know, and now you are paralyzed with the analyzing the details of why, how come they don't like me or what's going on. Because let me tell you something, people are fickle, people change, people vacillate, and people, depending on where they are, sometimes even those who may be against you, they secretly envy you. So it matters. Number four, if facing fear on purpose, it matters for you to have this mindset of progress over perfection. If you are to face fear on purpose, you must have the mindset of progress over perfection. There are many people who in this world are paralyzed because we are chasing perfection. And therefore, because as we all have concluded that nobody is perfect, we have gotten to a point of being paralyzed instead of us celebrating the progress in the process of chasing after that which we cannot grab. So if we are to face fear on purpose, we must have a mindset of progressing over perfection. Progress over perfection. That mindset will get you to move from where you are to where you need to go and overcome this emotion that has paralyzed so many dreams called fear. And then number five, my friends, if we are to face fear on purpose, number five, we must always know that the timing is never right. Okay, you must always know that the timing is never right. Because one thing that paralyzes people when they allow fear to come in and cripple them, they are looking for the right timing. All right, we want the timing to be right. We want everything to be good. But if we are going to overcome and progress on purpose, facing fear on purpose, you must always know, you must always embrace, you must always accept that the timing is never right. We don't do what we do because of the perfection of timing, but we do what we do even when the timing is never right. So it matters. It is extremely important. Some people will say, because life is a way, fear is a way of making you postpone decisions today that would actually reap a harvest for you 10 years from today. Because now you're looking for a perfect environment, but how many of us know that nothing is harvested the day that it is sown or planted? So it matters for you to understand that always you need to embrace and know that the time is never right. Always. The time is never right. Always. If you are going to do anything beyond what you've already accomplished, it matters for you to overcome and face fear on purpose. Number one, don't fear the unknown. Everything is unknown. Nobody knows anything that's going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Nobody. As much as we plan as if we are here forever and we live as if today is our last day on earth, the truth of the matter is that everything is unknown. So don't be afraid of the unknown. Embrace the unknown. And to the believer, please walk by faith and not by sight. And number two, facing fear on purpose. The second thing you discover is that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You're not the first person to make mistakes. Everybody. In fact, the more successful people become, the more success, failures and mistakes that they've made in their lives. They learn through experiential knowledge, not only book knowledge, but if you keep on living, life is going to give you a fair share of mistakes that you must make in order for you to overcome the fear factor in your life. And number three, don't worry about what people think. They will always think they are people, and that's good. But you, my friend, don't worry about it. And I didn't say don't put it into consideration. Consider it, but don't worry about what people think. And number four, have the mindset of progressing over perfection. As long as you're making progress, one day at a time, one step in front of the other, you're going to get where you are going. And the last, number five, last but not least, always know that the timing is never right. Always know that. Embrace that. That if God is going to do anything amazing in your life, don't wait for the right time, because the time is never right. Okay. In other words, when the move comes in, it's not going to come because everything is adding up. Everything is making sense. That's why we, in most cases, when you walk by faith, you must always take that leap of faith, because that's exactly where it all happens. And so blessings on you, my friend. The text says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You can face fear on purpose. You can dress up and clean up and lotion up and face fear. Look it straight in the eye when you know how to deal with it. You are on your way. We walk by faith and not by sight. Blessings on you as you face whatever fear that comes your way. Fear not, because listen, there is something greater on the other side of fear. Keep moving. Progress on purpose. Blessings on you, my friends.